And this is Morning Edition on WPR News. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. Our local election results may not have received the national attention that the overall vote in Wisconsin did in Tuesday's election, but they certainly do matter, especially as they affect the makeup of the legislature. One of those races helped Democrats make inroads in the state assembly, while another extended the popularity of a local Republican in a formerly Democratic district. Joining me with an analysis of our local and regional contests is University of Wisconsin Superior political science professor Alyssa Von Hagel. Welcome to Wisconsin Public Radio, Alyssa.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this was the first election under the redrawn district maps that reversed the Republican advantage under the previous maps from 2011. As expected, the 73rd district that includes Superior and now stretches to Bayfield and Ashland flipped back to blue. And that was with the victory of Angela Stroud over Republican Frank Koska for the seat left open when incumbent Representative Angie Sapik decided against running again.
Correct. And it was surprising to me that the incumbent did step down, although clearly, as you stated, with the redrawing of the maps, this district clearly was drawn in such a way as to give a bit more weight to the, you know, the Democratic geographical leanings of the area. However, first term incumbent stepped down, creating an open seat, which allowed Stroud to coast to victory in the 73rd.
Mm-hmm. And for those who watched the election all over the country on Tuesday night, if you saw like the CNN map of the tip of Wisconsin there, a bit of blue, and that indeed was three counties, which comprised the 73rd district. Conversely, we have the new 74th district right underneath that, and it stretches actually from Minnesota to the UP. It's the longest, I believe, in the state. Incumbent Republican Representative Chance Green retained his seat over Democrat Gene Bruce.
Yes, he won with an even greater percentage of the vote. And it is the largest assembly district in the state. And Green won with significant margins in all of the counties within the district, even Ashland and Bayfield, as well as Douglas counties, where, as you mentioned, at least the northern portion of those counties in the 73rd district leaned much more blue. However, Green did win those areas as well, which again, with his incumbency status, Green clearly came into the contest with that advantage.
He does have a reputation, too, of being very personable. That has something to do with it, regardless of party?
Absolutely, of course. His, you know, stances on as a sportsman of being inclined to support, you know, hunting and fishing in the area, as well as other issue positions, certainly captures the interests of voters in this particular area of the state.
Well, the other assembly races we've covered on this broadcast are the 75th district. These are further south, where Republican Duke Tucker beat Democrat Jane Weiss, and the 67th, where Republican Dave Armstrong, who currently represents the 75th but was redistricted out, beat Democrat Jeff Foster. Any surprises there?
It is interesting that not only in those races, but also statewide, there was great anticipation for a lot of districts to be flipped from Republican to Democrat, given the new lines that were drawn by the Democratic Party. But we see that in certain instances, you know, where there was perhaps an anticipated flip, that there were the Republicans still managed to hold on in a lot of areas. Some of that has to do with incumbency status, or as you mentioned, just candidates connecting with voters more so than other party candidates.
Right. On this level, you're definitely talking about retail politics. These are people you see at the store.
Correct. Absolutely. And that matters, especially in these local contests where it is about, you know, your neighbors, seeing people at the grocery store, at church or what have you, and connecting at that very personal one-on-one level.
Well, going to a little bit larger area, the congressional races, both the Republican U.S. representatives in our region, Wisconsin's Tom Tiffany and Minnesota's Pete Stauber on the other side of the bay, cruised to victory. Tiffany was challenged by Democrat Kyle Kilborn, and Stauber had a rematch against Jen Schultz. One question we asked Tiffany in our candidate interview with him last month is whether he would continue to support the Black Knight Bridge replacement, which got $1 billion by President Biden, if Donald Trump returned to office. And Tiffany said he would, though he did suggest that the bridge be brought in at maybe $1 billion instead of $1.8 billion total as projected. So I know this gets into policy a little more than politics, but is this something to watch?
Absolutely. I mean, that is something, it's a project that is of crucial importance for this area, for the Twin Ports. And certainly any member of Congress would be loath to turn away funds, federal funds for such a project, not just for the completion of the bridge that would be, that is so critical for the area, but also the money, the jobs that comes with such a project. So, you know, regardless of the sitting president, we would expect that members of Congress from this area would absolutely still want to support those funds to come to the area for such a crucial project.
One more thing about the bridge is President Biden came to Superior twice within 2 years to tout the bridge replacement. Politically, was that worth it in the end?
I think that we saw that, you know, Wisconsin was a crucial swing state. And, you know, this area, Douglas County, the Twin Ports region, tends to lean more Democratic in a region or a portion of the state that tends to be more conservative in nature. And so even though there were some crucial Democratic losses in the state of Wisconsin, I think it's, you know, the visits were, you know, continuing to solidify and maintain that Democratic presence that has been in this area for so long.
We've been speaking with Alyssa Von Hagel. She's a professor of political science at the University of Wisconsin-Superior. Thank you for joining us, Alyssa.
Thank you so much.
And if you have an idea about something we should cover on Morning Edition, send it to us. Our email address is northern@wpr.org. That's northern@wpr.org. I'm Robin Washington in Superior. This is Morning Edition on WPR News.